Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Customers in Korea, the UK, and the US can sign up at Xbox.com for a chance to be invited to try Microsoft's game streaming service Project xCloud when it launches in October. Microsoft said it will start sending invites to a small number of participants in the coming weeks. Beta participants will get access to a game streaming app for Android 6.0 phones or tablets that will let them play Gears 5, Halo 5 Guardians, Killer Instinct, and Sea of Thieves using a Bluetooth-enabled Xbox One controller. Microsoft is working with SK Telecom in South Korea, Vodafone in the UK, and T-Mobile in the US to test optimization for the service. TF Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says next year's iPhones will have a metal frame with, quote, a more complex segmentation design, new trenching and injection molding procedures, and sapphire or glass cover assembly to protect the trench injection molding structure. Kuo says the design will be similar to the iPhone 4. Kuo believes the design will be more expensive to make, but along with adding 5G to next year's iPhones, will increase shipments to 85 million in 2020 from the expected 75 million in 2019. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has charged Comscore and its former CEO Serge Mata with fraud. Comscore is one of the main companies responsible for measuring internet traffic. Comscore is accused of misreporting the value of data swapping contracts and misreporting customer signups to give the impression of a growth in revenue and signups when both were decreasing. Mata and Comscore agreed to settle the case by paying a total of $5.7 million without having to admit wrongdoing. Mata will also repay $2.1 million to Comscore and is banned from serving as an officer or director of a public company for 10 years. Mata left Comscore in 2016. Google will now only show news headlines from European publishers in search results for French users rather than headlines with a few lines of description, usually called a snippet. A new EU rule now requires search engines to pay news outlets in order to show snippets and thumbnail images unless the publisher comes to some other arrangement with the search engine. France is the first EU country to implement the new copyright directive. Other EU countries have a year to do so. Facebook's head of global policy and communication, Nick Clegg, said Facebook will not fact-check or block speech that violates its policies if it is from politicians and considered newsworthy. Links that are shared may still be debunked and demoted, though. Clegg said Facebook should not be a referee in political debates and should not, quote, prevent a politician's speech from reaching its audience and being subject to public debate and scrutiny. Content that would cause real-world harm or ads that violate political ad policies would still be subject to removal. Alibaba announced a machine learning chip to be used in its cloud service offerings. The Hongguang 800 will be used initially in product search, translation, and personalized recommendations. The chip was developed by Alibaba's Damo Academy Research Institute. Alibaba holds 47% of the cloud infrastructure market in China. Google released an open source database of 3,000 manipulated videos to be used to help research in detecting deepfakes. Google recorded 28 actors speaking, making common expressions, and doing mundane tasks, then used publicly available deepfake algorithms to alter the videos. A data set of manipulations of YouTube videos was released in January by a Technical University of Munich researcher, and Facebook plans to release its own data set by the end of the year. Amazon announced the Voice Interoperability Initiative, with more than 30 companies pledging to make sure smart devices work with multiple digital assistants. Intel's 10th-gen chips will support multiple assistants this year. Qualcomm said its chips currently support multiple wake words. And Salesforce said it will work to put its Einstein assistant on any device. Spotify also said it wants to let users ask Spotify for things directly. And Baidu brings its 400 million users of Doer OS to the initiative as well. Microsoft, Sony Audio Group, Tencent, Orange, and Verizon are among the other companies signed on. Google, Apple, and Samsung are not, though Samsung-owned Harman is. Finally, SoftBank-owned Boston Dynamics is selling its first major robot. Companies with a good idea can apply to purchase one. Spot is a four-legged robot that goes where you tell it, avoids obstacles, and can keep its balance in extreme conditions. It can support up to four hardware modules to add capabilities like a methane detector or mesh radio for long-range connectivity or LiDAR for 3D mapping. Boston Dynamics is working with Cirque du Soleil on possible uses in entertainment as well. However, Spot is meant for closed, controlled, and largely human-free spaces. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.